Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted on today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday afternoon worship hour. I just give God all the praise today and all the glory. I give him praise and glory. I magnify his holy name on today. I give him praise. I just thank God today for everything. I thank God today. I give reverence to God who is my life and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans today and to all of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I give God praise and I give God glory on today. We're going to have our doxology now. Praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to have our devotional now. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 73. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues walk if people return hither, and waters of full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doeth God know? And is their knowledge in the Most High? Behold, These are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleaned my heart in vain and washed my hand in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. I have just read you from Psalm 73 from the first verse down to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Amen. We're going to have a song, and then we're going to have a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, just giving you praise today. We give you glory on today, Lord, and we magnify your name today, Lord, and we just thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, and we give you worship today, Lord, and we come bowing down to you today, God, and we magnify your name today, Lord, and we just thank you for another opportunity to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we seek in your face, God, and while you may be found today, we're calling on your name, Lord, and while you're near today, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we come right now, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to bind up the strong man today from our lives. Lord, we bind the strong man up today in the name of Jesus from our lives and from this radio broadcast. We bind up the strong man and every demon that's on assignment. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to evict him, Lord. Kick him out, Lord. Burn him up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you today. We thank you right now. I'm asking you today, God, to cover this radio broadcast on today. Cover the service, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover every member, God, in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels right now, God, all around about us, God, to protect us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you right now to cover the speaker on today, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to let him decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today, and use him, God, the way you want to use him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to let your anointing fall, put a shift in the atmosphere. Let your anointing fall right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need you right now, God. We need you right now, God. We need you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless your name today. We bless your name, God. We give you glory, God. We praise your name, God. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah today. We give you the highest praise, Lord. Hallelujah today, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Lord, bless our worship today, God. Bless this worship service today, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for everyone that's in grief right now, Lord. I ask you right now, God, to touch them right now, God, and give them strength, and where they weak, build them up right now, where they torn down, God, and in the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, we give you praise, hallelujah, and we give you glory. Father, we thank you today. We just thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank everybody today. We thank you today for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on today. We give God praise on today. We give God glory today. We just magnify his holy name today. We're going to get ready to open up our testimony service on today, part of the service. We know God is a good God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care, you know, all this other stuff. I don't care about that. All I know, Jesus died for my sins. God, just thank God for dying for my sins. I thank God for dying for my sins. I thank God today that he's right here with me. I thank God for everything I can today. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. He's worthy. God is worthy to be praised. He is worthy of all of our praise. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory. Hallelujah. He in all the things that he do for us, all that he's kept me 65 years. I just thank him right now. I thank him. It may not mean nothing to some people, but it means everything to me, because I know my God is a keeper. I know he is a healer. I know he is. He is my provider. I know God is my shepherd. I know it today. Nobody has to tell me. By experience, I know it. So I thank him today. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory today. I magnify his name on today, and I tell you, we got to depend on him today. I depend on you, Jesus. I depend on you, Jesus. Nobody but you. Can't nobody do what you can for me but you. You know what's best for me. So I thank God on today. He's done so much for me. I look back over my life. I look back over my life, and if he had not put his hands out, if he had not blocked this stuff, if he had not moved me out the way, if he had not covered me, where would I be? Where would I be? God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I thank God on today. I thank him today. God is a holy God. He's a just God. He's a right now God. And I give God praise on today. I give him glory. So this is our testimony. And, you know, I can testify till 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, because God has been just that good to me. God's been good to me. I'm telling you. Every time I think about somebody having a massive heart attack and die, I just say, thank you, Jesus. I have to say thank you, Jesus. Because I had a massive heart attack, and God kept me. God is a keeper. God kept me, and I thank him today. I thank God for keeping me when I didn't know how to keep myself. I thank God. I thank God today. I thank him today. We better know what we're talking about. We better know who we serving. We better know whose report we're supposed to believe in. We better know it. We better have faith in the Lord, and without faith, you can't please God. You got to have faith, and I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank him today for doing all he has for me. So if you have a testimony today, if you want to just say a word for the Lord today, this is your finest hour right here. Whatever God has done for you, whatever he's doing for your family, whatever it is, you need to tell God thank you today. I give God praise.
Bless God, bless God. I have a reason to be thankful for my God and his son Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I have a reason. As I look around me today, that is a reason that I have to be thanking my God today. Because he is everything for me. He is my joy.
Yes.
He is my peace.
Yes.
I thank you, God, for just being my lawyer in a courtroom, for being my doctor in a sick room.
Yes.
Oh, I thank you, God, on today.
Thank you
God. Didn't have to, but you did. And I thank you, God, for today.
Thank
I just want to say that short rich year in my life because he never. When I gave up on myself, he did. I said he never. And I thank you, God.
Thank
you.
You
are who you say you are. I thank you, God.
Yes.
Because
thank
of
you,
you. Because of you, I am a living testimony who you are today. I thank you, God, and pray my family.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, no more testimonies. I'm going to have a song. Gonna have a song, and then we're going to let the speaker come. Amen.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody like you.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We're going to get ready, y'all, for the word of God. You know, we have our Apostle Edward Deans, that's Apostle of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and the Apostle over the Life Support Outreach Ministry, and the Apostle over the Prayer Room Ministries. And we don't hear a whole lot from him, but God, God uses him in his own way. So we're going to let him come. I want to present to some and introduce to others Apostle Edward Deans. Amen.
I want to say good evening to each and every one of you, and thank you for being on the line. The lesson I have to teach you today, 20 or 30 minutes, just will never cover enough time to teach you the Word of God. If you're going to teach it, you need some time to teach it. Today I'm coming out of Isaiah 29. Verse 9. I'm going to read you a couple of scriptures and explain it to you as I go along, trying to show you what's really happening to us today. Verse 9 says, "Stay yourselves and wonder. Cried ye out, they are all drunken, but not with strong wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord has poured out upon you a spirit of deep sleep, and has closed eyes. Your prophets, your rulers, the seers have recovered." In other words, God has put a spirit of deep sleep over you where you can't really see or hear. Preachers, your pastors, your bishops, all the ones that carry a title, as he covered. Verse 11. And the visions of all has become unto you as a word, of deep of a book that is sealed, which men deliver one to one that is learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he said, "I cannot, for it is sealed." I cannot, for it is sealed. The book is delivered to one that is not learned, saying, "Read this, I pray thee." And he said, "I am not learned." Last verse. In other words, in verse 12, it says that a man that don't understand how to read this Bible, go to a person or whoever your pastor or bishop is, to ask him to open up the book to teach it to him. But he can't teach it because he's not learned. They don't spend enough time in teaching it. They don't spend enough time in preaching it. so he can't tell or teach. Verse 13 says, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near to me with their mouths and with their lips, do honor me, but not have removed from their heart, far from me, and the fear, though towards me, is taught by the precepts of men. The Lord saying, in other words, that you yell and open your mouth, and you say you love him, and you jump up and down and scream and holler how much you love the Lord, but the Lord say you don't. I say you don't. The way to learn and to love God is to read and do his word. You follow the Ten Commandments, which will teach you how to do all of it. And without the Ten, you can't do any of them.
Amen.
I have one more scripture to read to you. Coming out of chapter 8, same book, Isaiah, chapter 8, verse 7. I'm going to read 7 and 8, and then 10, and that'll be it. 7 begin, but they also have error or sin through strong wine, and therefore strong drinks are out of the way. The priests and your prophets have sinned through strong drinks. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drinks. They sin in vision. They stumble in judgment. Your pastors, your preachers, the deacons, whoever, are drinking strong drinks. They're not drunk. They stumble in errors and visions because they don't know. Verse 8 says, for all tables are full of vomit, and the filthiness is no place clean. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness. What they teach you are lies, like Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's all error, all lies. You do not study. They do not learn, and they come up with all these fables and lies. For the way to study the word of God, in verse 10, it says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little, and there a little. For this is the way you study the Word of God. You get a little bit here, you read a little bit over there. You get a message here, you study a message in the next chapter. Still covering the same thing coming out of the book. So my advice when I'm closing is to do the 10. Open your Bible and study. If you don't know that word, and the word you find and you stumble over it, get some other book to explain to you what that word is. Thank you.
Amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Apostle Deans, for that word. We give God praise and glory today. We know he's a fire and brimstone preacher, pastor, teacher, and we just give God praise for his word on today for the people of God. We want to just open the doors of the church to see if anyone want to join the ministries on today. There's always room for you at the cross. Always room for anybody that want to repent and come to God. God always stands with his arms wide open. So we just give God praise on today. We just thank him today. He's so awesome. He's an awesome God. I'm going to get ready to pray, do the altar prayer. Altar call. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before your throne of grace on today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today just confessing and repenting and ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Father, we just thank you today for another opportunity to praise your name. Lord, I don't take nothing for granted. We don't take nothing for granted that you do for us, God. We just give you glory. We praise you for everything, God. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you today for all that you've done for us, God. We just give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise on today. Father, we just first of all just want to come by just praising your name. And then we just thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to keep them covered today. I ask you to cover their families today in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to touch their hearts on today. Lord, you know what's going on. You know that they need you right now, God, and they can't make it without you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we need you every day, God. We need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord. We just thank you for another opportunity to say, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, how you woke us up this morning, God, started us on our way, clothed in our right mind, God. We thank you today, Lord, for just covering us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise today. Lord, we thank you today. I just can't stop thanking you. I can't stop praising you. I can't stop in the name of Jesus. You all do all that you do for us in this whole world. You just got us covered, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Praise you today. I magnify you today. I glorify today. You know what we all need. I ask you right now to see the need, God. See the need, God. You know what the need is, God. You know what we need, God. You know what's best for us, God. I ask you today, God, to meet the need, God. Provide the need, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, don't let nobody's meal barrel run dry, God, in the name of Jesus. Be a healer. Be a doctor to us, God. Be a lawyer for us in a courtroom. Thank you today, God. You know what we need, Lord, and we depend on you today. We depend on you, Lord. We don't have nobody else to depend on. We just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. We just thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask you
right now to cover our children and grandchildren and our great-grands, Lord. Keep them covered. Cover those that's sleeping in the parts in the name of Jesus. Eating out of trash cans. Lord, those that's in a shelter home, sleeping on the street, in the train station. Lord, cover them, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they need you, Lord. And I know you love them too, God. In the name of Jesus, I just can't stop thanking you, God, because you've been so good to me. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm a living testimony. I'm a walking testimony. And I can tell you how good God's been to me. I can tell you my story. I don't know yours, but I can tell you my story, how good God's been. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank him today, in the name of Jesus. So whoever it is that don't know God, in the pardon of their sins, need to get to know God, need to try God. You done tried everything else. Try God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we need you now, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, God. We need you, Lord. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, Father, and for your glory, for your glory. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord. We just thank God today. We thank God today. We just thank God for an opportunity to be on this radio broadcast. I don't care what nobody else do. I don't care what they say, but long as we stay in the face of Jesus, long as we stay behind the veil, long as we stay seeking his face, God's going to cover us. God's going to take care of us. God knows just what to do for us, and I thank him today. I thank God today. I thank God for teaching on today. I thank him today. I give God praise for each one of you, each one of y'all. I'm praying for you. You're in my heart. You're heavy in my heart. I just know that I need to keep y'all covered under the blood of Jesus, and I know God's going to take care of everything. God got the whole world in the palm of his hand, and he got you and me in the palm of his hand. Know that God is there with you. God is right there. God is right there. God got angels encamped all around about you right there. Know that. Know that today that God loves you today. God loves you today. He loves us in the name of Jesus. And I'm not going to stay on and hold longer. I could, but I'm not. I just thank and praise God. He's so good. So we're going to get ready to close out. We still have 15 minutes to go, but we're not going to worry about that today. We're going to close out, and we're going to look for Tuesday by the grace of God. We live and nothing happen. We're going to be back on our radio broadcast for our Bible study on Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you all. And I got everybody in prayer. You all go in peace. God love you, and I love you too. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. God bless y'all. I love you. Have a good day. Amen. Amen.
Love y'all.
Amen. Love you too. Amen.
Love you all.
Amen. Love you too.
To hear from Pastor Amen.
Amen. Amen.
From him.